today's daf is Temura daf Lamed Dalid. We left off in daf Lamed Gimel and Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we thank Dr. Landerer so much for the sponsorship. We are holding again on the Mishnah on daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah is going to, this is the last Mishnah, and this is the last daf of Maseches Temura. The Mishnah is going to discuss the list of those items that are Nikbarim and those that are Nisrafim. Not everything that is Asur Banah goes through the same fate. Some have to be buried, others have to be burned. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, what if you burn that which needs to be buried? Is there any difference between them? The Gemara is going to bring a stira about what actually happens to Seyar Nazir, the hair of a Nazir. Does it get buried or does it get burned? Our Mishnah seems to say one thing, but there's a Braisa, or a Mishnah rather, a Maseches Orla, that seems to say something else. And then we're going to go through some of the details of the examples quoted in our Mishnah. And then the primary solution of the daf, I guess, is when the Gemara is going to question the rule that we formulate that Nisrafim are Afaram Mutter, whereas Nikbarim are Afaram Asr. That if you burn that which is Chayiv to be burnt, the ashes that emerge, that come from that, are going to be Mutter, whereas something that's supposed to be Nikbar, if you burn it, the ashes are going to remain Asr. So we're going to question whether that is true, and we're going to bring a number of seemingly contradictory sources. So says the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Beis. The following things are asur b'hanah, and therefore you have a chiyuv to bury them. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim when we say that these things have to be buried. Is that a din mita oraisa or a din mita rabbanon? The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis in Maseches Temura over here writes that such a lashon of ubab b'kabbala shehein nikbarin, which certainly implies that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, which would have a status of a da'oraisa, and from the Rabbeinu Gershom says that chulin shenish chuba zara is nisrafim is da'oraisa, must hold that all the dinim in the Mishnah, both the Nisrafim and the Nikbarim, are Da'oraisa. It sounds like he's explaining that these are all Dinim Da'oraisa. Pnei Yeshua, in Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, however, he says that the Chiv Kavura is only Midrabanan, that they made a Gezerah to bury certain things. Shelo Yava, Lidei Takala, because if these items are Asur Banah, we don't want you to get Hanah from it by leaving it around. So you have to bury them in order that that you won't have any access to them. So what are these items that are Nikbarim? So first of all, Kachim Shehi, Shehipila Yikavru. If you have a carbon that was mapil, that miscarried, so you bury the fetus. Rashi explained that Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph explains that according to the Shita, that Vlados Kachim Beleidosimim Kadoshim, that they only become Kadosh when they are born. The Nefel doesn't have any Kedusha because it was never born. Tosfos Maseches Vachim writes as well that Lechora, our Mishnah must be assuming that Vlados Kachim are Kadosh already b'me'iman, that you don't have to wait till they're born in order for them to have Kedusha. If you hold b'lei dosam heim Kedoshim, then there would be no chiyuv to be kover them. So if the animal is mapil and nefel, it has no Kedusha, you wouldn't have to bury them. However, Tosfos over there, Maseches Zvachim, gives a second teretz where Tosfos says that even if you hold that b'lei dosam heim Kedoshim, that they only become Kadosh once they're actually born, but nefelim require Kvura, because had they lived, had they survived, they'd be Roy Lakrava. So still it's going to require Kvura, even though the Kedusha isn't really Chal on it. So example number one of that which needs to be buried is a Vlad of Kachim that was Mapil. Second, Hipila Shilya Tikaver. The placenta, if it was Mapil, the placenta, that also, or the amniotic sac, I think it is, that also you would have to bury, because ain't Shilya below Vlad. We assume that if there's Shilya, then there's a Vlad there as well. Vishara Niskal, a third item, a Shar that killed the person and therefore is going to require Skila as Asar Ba'anah, because the Pasuk says, Kol Yisakel Ashar V'lo Yochal Es Pesaro, and the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us, and Maseches Baba Kama, that whenever it says Lo Ye Achel, it's Mashma Bein Nisra Achila, Bein Nisra Ana'a. So Shara Niskal is also Asar Ba'anah, has to be buried. Ve'egla Rufa, if you find a dead body between two cities, and we do the whole procedure of Eglarufa, the Eglarufa is also Asr Bahana'a, because it says the Lashon of Kapara, and therefore we view it to be like Kadshin. It's a drasha of the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, and therefore it's Asr Bahana'a. Vitzipori Mitzora, the birds that a Mitzora brings for his Tara process are also Asr Bahana'a, and therefore also need to be buried. When we say Tziporei Mitzora in the plural, that's not 100% accurate. The process is, the way the Chumash describes it, is that they shecht one bird al klicheres al mayim chayim. They have mayim chayim in the klicheres, they shecht the bird on the blood to drip into the mayim chayim. And the second bird, they're mazim al mitar, midam at tzipor al shachut, and then they're mazah on the mitaher from the dam at tzipor al shchuta and from the mayim. And the tzipori mitzora are asr bana, because the Gemara has all drasha that we find machshir mechaper b'fnim and machshir mechaper b'chutz, and just like the machshir mechaper b'fnim are asr bana, tzipori mitzora are nasa b'chutz, and the machshir mitzora mitamaso, so they're also going to be asr bana. However, both tzipor are not asr bana, only the one that shechted. The tzipor hachaya, they're mishaleach al pnei asada, they send that one away, so that one is takum mutter bana, right? It's only the one, so it's a little bit strange. Everything else was written in b'lashon yachid. Tziparei mitzora is written b'lashon rabbim, even though it's not really true of both tzipari mitzora. It's only true of one of the tzipari mitzora. V'seyar nazir, the hair of a nazir that had, and the Gemara is going to make an akimta. They were talking about a nazir that becomes tamei, who has to be megaleach when he begins his nazirus anew. So that hair is asbana, is also nikbarim. Upeter chamar, if you have a peter chamar, a firstborn chamar that you did not do a pidyon peter chamar with a seh, so you did the arifa on the peter chamar. So the pasuk says varafto. So we learn from egla arufa that just like egla arufa is asbana and you have chiv kvura, so peter chamar also is asbana has chiv kvura. U basar b'chalav, and basar b'chalav where the Torah tells us three times osvashu di b'chalavimo, and the Gemara has a drasha in a few places in Shas that echad l'isra achila v'echad l'isra echad l'isra bishul echad l'isra achila and echad l'isra hanna'a, so basar b'chalav is asbana. V'chulin shenish chudu b'azara, and if you have chulin that's shechted in the azara, it's also asar b'ana. The pasuk says ki yirchak mimcha makom v'zavachta v'yachalta b'sharecha, when you're far away, you know, we're near the base of Mikdash, so you shecht an animal and you eat it b'sharecha. So the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin has a drasha that ma sha'ata zoveach v'richuk makom, that which you are zoveach far away from the azara, that's v'yachalta, that's what you're allowed to eat. Avl matash zoveach b'azara einata ochel, that which you shecht in the azara, you're not allowed to eat. Why? Because it's asar b'ana. If it's chulin and you decided to shecht b'azara, it's going to be asar b'ana. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchu b'azara yisarfu. Rabbi Shimon says chulin shenishchu b'azara is not on the list of nikbarim. Rather, it has to be burnt, because since it's shecht in the azara, people won't be able to tell the difference whether it's chulin or kachim. They're just going to, meaning kachim that's tameh also has to be gotten rid of, because it can't be eaten if it becomes tameh. So no one's going to realize that this is chulin. They're going to see something that was shechted in the azara. No one's going to realize. Maybe it's kachim. Maybe it's nosar. There are lots of kachim that could be that maybe it's kachim that became tameh or nosar. Lots of kachim that there's a din of sreifa. So they made a gzeira midrabanan that you have to burn chulin shenishchu b'azara, so that people don't come to think that kachim that are pasul get to be buried and do not get burnt. The kachim that becomes pasul, the Gemara darshins in Maseches Pesachim from the fact that the pasuk says v'kol chatos asher yuva midam elol moed the chaper b'kodesh lo tochal be'esh tisarev, that anything that's psulo b'kodesh is be'esh tisarev. That's the drasha. Chul shnushk b'azara is only midrabanan atu that. However, Rabbeinu Gershom sounds like chul shnushk b'azara is a din midaraisa, that just like kachim that are nishchat chutzlum kama mardina b'sreifa, because you were meshana the makom where it belongs, so too chulin shenishchu be'azara, where you're meshana the makom of where it belongs, also b'sreifa. So the pasha reading of our Mishnah, and certainly the way Rashi reads it, is chulin shenishchu be'azara is only b'sreifa midrabanan. Rabbeinu Gershom seems to assume midaraisa. V'chein chaya shenishchu be'azara. Obviously, a chaya is not a karban, but nevertheless, there were gozer that you have to burn a chaya shenishchu be'azara. Now that's a great chiddush. If the whole reason that a behema shenishchu be'azara is chayav b'sreifa is because people might confuse it, they're going to think if it's kachim that became tamei or kachim that became nosar, how are they supposed to know? But by a chaya, what do you mean how are they supposed to know? Everyone knows that a chaya can't be a karban. So it's obvious that it's not kachim. Who's ever going to make such a mistake? So that's what the achronim point out, that they made such a gezeira of chaya atu behema. I says it's very so. Isn't that a gezeira l'gzeira? If a behema schulin was only a gezeira, so then you're going to make a gezeira that chaya atu behema. Isn't that a gezeira l'gzeira? So you give the answer we always give. Kula chad a gezeira hi. They said any chulin that you shecht in the azara, you have to burn. And they just were in that gezeira. They never distinguished. It wasn't that there were two stages, that they made a gezeira of behema schulin, and then later they said, you know, people might confuse a chaya for behema. We'll make a gezeira of chaya schulin. No, they made one gezeira that any chulin is going to be nisraf. Many chulin shnishchu b'azara is going to be nisraf. And that one and only gezeira included chaya as well. So ve'elu ena nisraf. And the following things are asur b'anah to the extent that you even have a chiyuv of sreifa, which means you can't bury them. You have to go out of your way to burn them. But there's a kula in saying that something is nisraf. The kula is that once you do burn it, the efer, the ashes, are going to be mutter. But that which is nikbarim, you don't have to burn, so that's a kula, but it has a chumra, that if you do burn that which is nikbar, the ashes are still going to be Aser. So in some of the Achronim, the Nimukei Agriv and others write that based on what Rashi says in Maseches Pesachim and in Maseches Beitza, that Rashi says that just like Rashi says that Sreifa is Lav Dafka, Huadin, anything that's Mechala, anything that totally destroys it and takes it out of this world, like giving it to a dog and having the dog eat it, would also have a status of Sreifa. So when it says in our Mishnah, Elu Heinan Sreifa, it doesn't mean only Sreifa. It means any biur that will absolutely destroy it. However, Tosos Masechta Shabbos and Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph says that no, when the Mishnah says Yisarfu, it means Sreifa. And they ask a Kasha on Rashi, because the Mishnah is going to say that Nisrafim cannot be buried. But if you're able to be Mechala it B'chol Kilo Shehu, however you want to destroy it, why can't you bury it? Now Rashi would say, no, because you can't bury it, because it's not actually Mechala it, because someone could still find it, you can still have access to it. But that's the question in Rishonim. When we say Nisrafim, does it mean Dafka, that form of destroying it, or it just means being Motziit Mina Olam? Chametz bePesach Yisarif. Chametz bePesach, you have to burn. The Gemara is going to say this is assuming like one shita in Tanayim. If you learn Maseches Pesachim, you find that it's Machlokas Tanayim whether Chametz Pesach requires Sreifa or Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, or you can be Mashpis, you could destroy it with other methods as well. Utruma Tameya. Truma Tameya. If a truma becomes tamei, it has to be burnt. Why? Rashi Masech Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei gives two reasons. Either because truma is similar to hekdesh, and just like hekdesh that develops a psul has to be burnt, so too truma should have to be burnt. Tosfos is not sure whether, according to this reason, the din sreifa is minat Torah or midrabanan. Meaning by kachim it's minat Torah. So are we saying, oh, truma is mida oraisa, has a status of hekdesh, or no? We make a gzera of truma Atu Hagdish, but that's one reason. Another reason why Truma Tameya might have to be burnt is because there's a chashash that if you don't burn it, you're going to be machshul. You're going to come to you're going to come to use it. So Rashi says over here that when we say Truma Tisaref, it means that you don't have to bury it. That it's efsha l'sarfa and to be nena from it. Bisreifa, that you can rely on the fact that when you burn it, it will become mutter. But anyway, so Truma Tameya is, you have to burn. Va'arla, the Pasha says you have to burn, not like that goes like Rabbi Drashi. Pasha says you have to burn, you don't have any other option. Va'arla is Chayiv Bisreifa. The first 3 years of fruit that, the first three years after planting a tree, any fruit that comes out is Arla. V'kilei Kerem, if you plant wheat and grapes near each other, Asar Bana, Chayiv Bisreifa. When it comes to Arla and Kilei Kerem specifically, that which is normal to burn, like Ochel or Shemen, where it's possible to burn it, so you should be Mekayim in the midst of Sreifa. But Veshedarkal Yikaver, Yikaver. Those things that you can't burn, namely liquids, where you can't burn, it's just water and fire, so like it doesn't work, so therefore you have to bury it instead of burning it. So now the Tana explains that Truma Tameya is listed as one of the things that are Chayiv Sreifa, but nevertheless, it's different than the others in that you're allowed to get hana from it while you are burning. burning it. Umadlikin bepasu b'shemen shel truma. You're allowed to be madlik in order to get hana'a as you are lighting the fire, as the fire, this truma tamei is fueling the fire, even though it's fueling the fire, it's pas, it's shemen, you're allowed to get hana'a from such a hadlaka. The Tiferes Yisrael questions why Dafka picked those examples of pas and shemen. L'chora, this is true of all truma tamei. So he says, no, it could be that those are the only things that you're actually allowed to do this with, because those items you just throw in right away and they're immediately unusable. You throw pas into the bottom of your oven where all of the ashes and everything, it's immediately unusable as soon as it goes in the bottom of the oven, even though it may take a while for it to burn out. You pour shemen into a ner, the ner is gross, you're not going to be able to use that shemen anymore as soon as you pour it into the ner, and therefore there's no chashash by leaving it around and waiting for it to slowly burn that you might come to use it. But when you're dealing with other things that may burn slowly and don't get destroyed as soon as you start the burning process, then maybe in a chinami, that would be a problem. Any kachem that you shecht, having in mind to eat it beyond the time that you're allowed to eat it, or having in mind to eat it outside of the place that you're allowed to eat it, meaning both pigle and pasul, hare elu yisarfu. Halacha is those two have to be burnt. Asham tali, let's say a person brings an asham tali, which is baal asafek, so you shechted it, and then before the zrikas hadam, you realize, oh boy, I didn't do the avera, so apparently I did not need to bring a karban, so then the halach is yisarek. Then you burn it, because it's like a karban that's pasul. Rabbi Yudah Amar Yikaver, but Rabbi Yudah disagrees, Rabbi Yudah says you bury it. So the Rabbi Yehuda's svari is he darshens from the fact that it says by nosar v'sarafta sanosar be'esh lo yechol ki kodeshu, that it's who only nosar that it's b'sreifa, but an asham talui in chatos of that's baal asafek is not b'sreifa, it's only yikaver. But Tanakama holds that even an asham talui that you then discovered that you didn't do the avera, so the asham talui is going to be b'sreifa as well. Chatos of baal asafek. A woman has a miscarriage and she doesn't know what she was mapil. Does it have a status of a vlad, in which case she's chayiv karban chatas and chatas ha'ofa violedas, or is it not a vlad and therefore she's pater? So the halacha is she brings a karban misafek, but you can't eat the karban because if she's not chayeves, then this was this oaf was not really a karban, it was chulin, and you do malik on it. If you do malik on chulin, it becomes a nevela. So it has to be brought, but it cannot be eaten. So what's the halacha? Tisarif. The chatos gets burnt like all other kachim that you're unable to eat. That because, meaning, when else would you have kachim that you're unable to eat? When it becomes pasul. So this is like kachim shenifsalu, and therefore you'd have to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda Amer, Yatilen la Amma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't burn it. You pour it into the Amas Hamayim that would pass through the Azara and it would go out to Nachal Kidron. And an oaf is a very soft and light and animal, so it will totally disintegrate in the kiluach of the Mayim, in the force of the water. It will totally fall apart, so you're not going to find that bird ever again. You don't have to worry that it's going to be some sort of michshol if that the bird is being poured into Nachal Kidron. Now, it is an interesting idea that we do bring this chatas misafek. Normally, you can't bring karbonos misafek, Rashi points out, because you're risking hakrovas chulin bazara. But by chatas ha'of, you could bring it, says Rashi. Why? Because there's no part of it that's brought on the mizbeach. You're zorik the dam in the mizbeach. Nah, that's not an issur, even if it's chulin, it's not such a big deal to be zorik the dam. But no part of it is burnt on the mizbeach. Rashi writes us over here, and then in Maseches Nazir, he adds that we learn this from a drasha, that the pasuk says vidva binidasa va'azav zavol zachar in the keva, that we're makish zachar in the keva, to tell me that just like a zachar brings a karban al safek, meaning an asham talui, and a keva also sometimes brings a karban al safek, meaning if she has a safek leida, she brings a karban al safek. So in the sefer Zachar Avraham, he says Rashi can't mean that since there is no part of it that is nikrav on the mizbeach, that there's no isra of chulin shenishchu ba'azara, because even chulin that's not karav on the mizbeach, you're not even allowed to be machnis it into the azar. The Gemara has a discussion whether bikurim is chulin shenishchu ba'azara, is a violation of chulin ba'azara. Bikurim, what is why would bikurim be? You're not makriv it on the mizbeach. It's a basket of fruit you put down next to the mizbeach. So you have to say that because of the chashash Shechitas Chulin Bazara, we don't say not to shecht it. And Rashi is explaining why aren't we choshesh by Achilas Mizbeach, that meaning the idea is, what Rashi is trying to say is that you have a Safik Chiyuv over here. So you got to fulfill that Safik Chiyuv, and don't worry about Shechitas Chulin Bazara. But even when we allow, based on a suffix, we allow bringing a carbon, but we're not going to allow achilas a carbon. So what do you mean achilas a carbon? Rashi's not talking about achila. We're not allowing achila. No, achilas mizbeach is also achilas a carbon. You think of achila only as achila people. Achilas mizbeach is also achilas a carbon. So that's what Rashi says. That you don't have to worry about over here, because there is no achilas mizbeach, since no part of it goes on the mizbeach. Kolan Ikbarin says the mission of the rule is anything that we mentioned in the first part of our mission that's supposed to get buried, lo yisarfu. The halach is you're not supposed to burn. That which you burn, the Afer becomes mutter. That which you bury, the Afer, even if you were to burn it, the Afer would be aser. So there's a chashash that you might come to use the Afer, and that would be a problem. The kolan israfin lo yikavru. And anything that's supposed to be burnt, you shouldn't just bury, because someone might find it afterwards and still use it. Rabbi Yehuda omer imratzalach min alatzmo, the lisrof es anikbarin, Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda says, you want to be machmer, you want to burn it. That which is supposed to be nikbar, you're allowed to do that. So that's going on everything, l'chore, even on basar b'chalav. So the Baruch Tam points out that you see a raya from here that ain bishlach or bishl b'basar b'chalav. Meaning in general, there is a halach in Hilchos Shabbos that once something is mevushal, so you can't violate the issur of bishl again once it's already been, let's say, fully cooked. Let's say fully cooked, that you can't violate the issur of bishl again when you then cook it. That's why you're allowed to warm up food on Shabbos, provided that you steer clear of the issur midrabban and of hachzara and the like. And the same lechachil and shiur, but you're allowed to warm up food on Shabbos. Isn't it bishl? You're putting food on a source of heat. No, it's already mevushal. So in bishl achar bishl, that doesn't have a status of bishl. What about basar b'chalav? Yeah, I already cooked the milk and the meat together. If I cook it again together, is that a violation of the issur basar b'chalav? So says the Baruch Tam, if you're telling me that basar b'chalav is chiyuv b'sreifa, so what do you mean b'sreifa? But as you burn it, you start burning it. What you're actually doing is you're cooking it. So if you're cooking it, l'chora, that's so this is a l'chora raya that ain bishul achar bishul b'basar b'chalav. So even though it became basar b'chalav bishul rishon, you're allowed to burn it. And the Nesivus HaKodesh, he explains what exactly is the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda over here, whether you're allowed to burn that which is supposed to be nikbar. So he says there are two ways to understand the machlokas. One way to understand the machlokas is that the Chum hold that you don't burn the nikbarim because it could lead to a takala, that people will get hana from the Afer, and you're not allowed to. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not going to be bali de takala, because since the din is that you're allowed to burn nikbarim, people will know to be careful that not all Afer is going to be mutter. They're going to ask about what's the source of this ash. Is this ash from something that was nikbarim, so I cannot use it, or is it from something that's nisrafim, so I can use it? And it's simply not choshesh. The other way to understand is that the Chum hold that the reason Afer and Asrafim is mutter b'ana'ah is because nasu mitzvasam. That's what Tosos writes on Lam Gimel Beis. And Afer hanikbarim is aser because lo nasu mitzvasam. They didn't have a mitzvah srefa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason Asrafim, the Afer is mutter, is because the Isser is already, is panim chadashos b'olakam. The Isser went away, and now this is a brand new thing. And that would be true about nikbarim as well, that the Isser is not there anymore. So it's really a fundamental machlokas as to why it is that that which is nisrafim, that the Afer is going to be mutter. Is it because nasis mitzvaso, so that's only for those things that are nisrafim, or is it because no, it's panam chadash ba'olakan, it's a brand new entity over here? And then amru lo, the chacham said back, you can't do any different than what the halacha says. That which is nisrafim, you burn. That which is nikbarim, you bury. And you're not allowed to change things. So normally when you have something like that, like an amru lo that just repeats a previous shita, the Gemara is going to say, what's the difference between Tanakama and the amru lo? For some reason over here, the Gemara does not get into that. The Gemara does not ask what the amru lo is really adding. Okay, Rami le Tavi le Rav Nachman. Tavi asked the following astira to Rav Nachman. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Seir HaNazir Yikaveh. said. It listed Nazir's hair as one of the things that gets buried. Ureminu, but I'll ask you a stira. There's a Mishnah in Orla, Ha'orig Melov Hasit, Mitzemer Bechor Babeged Yidolik Habeged, Miseir Nazir Petach Hamor Basak Yidolik Hasak, that if a person weaves into some sort of beged or sackcloth, a Melov Hasit, Melov Hasit is the distance between the Etzba and the Agodo, so that when you hold them far apart from each other, so the Etzba and the Agodo, right, so that's that it's not that big, it's whatever it is, 5 inches. So Melov Hasit of Tzemer of a Bechor, which is also Bana, so you have to burn the whole Beged. Of Seir Nazir in a cloth, you have to burn the entire cloth, you have to burn the entire sack. So what do you see? That Seir Nazir, the mitzvah is Sreifa, not Kvura, like it said in our Mishnah. So it's a Stira, Sans Gemara, Amalei, so Nachman responded to Tavi, Kan Benazir Tameh, Kan Benazir Tahar. Our Mishnah that says that you bury it is talking about a Nazir Tameh, that if a Nazir didn't make it to the end of his Nazirus and he became Tameh, he's got to be Megaleach Sa'aro and he's got to start again. What do you do with that hair that he's Megaleach? You cover that, you could bury. Whereas the Mishnah Masechet Solah is talking about a Nazir that made it to the end, and as part of his Tahara process, he's supposed to shave his hair, and what does he do with that hair? That's Besreifa, and that's Beferish in the Torah. The Torah says in Parshas he puts it in the fire that's cooking the Zevach HaShlamim. So that's Beferish in the Torah. Obviously, that has to be burnt. But the Seir of Nazir Tameh doesn't get burnt. It could be Nikbar. So Amar Leh, so Tavi said back to Rav Nachman, Shanis Nazir HaNazir. Great job. You answered the stira about what you do with the hair of a Nazir. But Petach Hamar Kasha. There's still a stira about Petach Hamar. Our Mishnah listed Petach Hamar as one of the things that gets buried. The Mishnah in Arla says that if you're oreg Seyar Shel Petach Hamar Besak, you burn the entire sack. Sounds like it's Sreifa. So Ishtek Vomelev Lomidi. Rav Nachman didn't answer him. So Rav Nachman said, Midi Shmielach Ba? You know, you're asking this question. Sometimes the person asks a question because they want an answer. Sometimes they have a Dvar Torah, right? They want to share the Dvar Torah with you. So they're not looking for an answer. So do you know anything? So Amalei, so Tavi says, as a matter of fact, Hachi Yom Rav Sheshes, Kan Besak, Kan Beseyer. The Rav Sheshes answered, to Mimyashiv the Kasha from Nazir and the Kasha from Petach Hamar, that the Mishnah in Arla that says that Seir Nazir and Petach Hamar has to get burnt, that's talking about when it's not Omid Bifnei Atzmo, when it's already woven into a Beged, as it says Beferish in that Mishnah, that's what it says, it's woven into a Beged. And because it's woven into a Beged, it could be Kayim Liola, it can last for a very long time, it's not going to disintegrate very quickly. So there's a Chashash that if you bury it, someone else will find it and will come to use it, so that's what you have to burn. Our Mishnah is talking about hair. Hair you could bury because it's not Narag Besak, it's not going to be Omeid Lizman Meruba, it's not going to last very long. So you don't have to be Choshesh that if you bury it, someone's going to find it. You could just bury it and then it will disintegrate. So the Gemara brings a Raya to the Terutzim. It Manami, Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kan Besak, Kan Beseir, Rabbi Lezomer, Kan Benazir Kitar, Kan Benazir Tameh. So we have precedent of great people who answered like each of these answers, of the two answers that we gave. The difference between Nazir Tar and Nazir Tameh, which only answered the Nazir question, not the Petach Hamar question, and the answer of Sak and Seir, which answered both questions. So Amalei, Tavi says to Rav Nachman, why is it that if you weave the hair into the sack, the entire sack has to be burnt? Lift up the ruba. Why don't we just say that the whatever you wove into the sack should be batel in the majority of the beged, and therefore you don't have to burn. Why do you have to burn the whole thing? Rashi says, well, wait a second. The Gemara Maseches Nida, at the very end of Maseches Nida, tells us that a beged shenevad bo klayim, that if you have a beged, a klayim got lost somewhere in that beged, shatness is somewhere lost in that beged. So the halacha is you're not allowed to sell it to a nachri because the nachri might turn around and sell it to Israel. What do you mean, might turn around? Why don't you say that it's batel? Whatever klayim is lost in that beged, there's something under the collar, so wherever they find, right? Whatever klayim is in that beged, just assume that it becomes batel berov in the beged. So Rashi says, no, there's a big difference. When you're talking about klayim, the very definition of klayim is a tarovus of two things. So that's that tells us that bittul doesn't happen. That it's dafka, the mixture that creates the iser. When you talk about something that's usr on its own, and then it gets mixed into something else, so that something else has the power to be mevatel it. So Rashi just makes that pashra ha'ara over here, that the Gemara is asking that the hair that's usr b'na should become batel, because the hair is inherently usr b'na, independent of the sack. So Amra Papa Bitsiporta. Now you weave it into the beggar in such a way that it's so fancy that it adds chashivas to the beggar and therefore does not become batel. So asks Tavi, Tziporta, the Shlufinu. So then just pull out that part that added chashivas. Why do you have to burn the whole beggar? Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Hamani, Rabbi Yudhi, Damar Matalach, Melatzel, this was in Kvarim, Rashai. The Mishnah and Orla follows the sheet of Rabbi Yudha, that if you want to burn that which is supposed to be buried, you're allowed to. So there's makam to be machmir by anything that's nikbar, and that's why we say to burn the entire sack. I'm like, kakashim l'shulfin, v'atamukmalach Rabbi Yudha, what? Meaning, I just told you don't have to do anything. Just pull it out, and then the rest of the sack is fine. There's nothing wrong with the rest of the beggar. Why would you say, oh, because Rabbi Yudha holds that if you want to burn something that could be buried, so you might as well just do as chomer as you can. Why? Just pull out whatever the problematic item is, and the rest of it's going to be fine. So hachi kami, no, what he meant to say is as follows. Im efshel shulfinu mutav. No, obviously, if you can pull it out. Take the hair and the seir nazir out of the sack. V'im lav. But if you're not able to be motzi the iser, somehow you can't get it out. So you're just stuck with the question that our Mishnah says seir nazir is nikbar and petach hamar is nikbar, and the Mishnah in Arla says that it's nisraf, which is a totally separate question. You could say that the Mishnah in Arla is not telling me that I have to burn it. It's telling me that there is the rishos that you're allowed to burn it. So you don't need the first two terutzim that we gave. That one is talking about Nazir Tameh, the other talking about Nazir Tahar, or that one is talking about Pesach, one is talking about where it's independent. No, the Mishnah in Arla was just saying that you're allowed to burn it, because we're following Rabbi Yehuda, that it's permissible to burn that which is normally nikbar. Ve'eluin and Nisrafim. So we list amongst the Nisrafim are Chametz B'Pesach. Says Mar Chametz B'Pesach Yisarif, Sosim Lantana, Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar, Ein Bir Chametz, Ella, Shreifa. That's Rabbi Yehuda who holds Bir Chametz can only be done with Shreifa, not with anything else, as opposed to the Rabbanan, who hold that Ashpasasa b'chol davar. Reb Chaim has a ha'ara where he points out that it's not just a machlokes about what the proper way to burn chametz is. And meaning, even though the chum hold that the bir chametz is fulfilled through sreifa as well, they're really arguing fundamentally in what the mitzvah of bir chametz is. The mitzvah's hashbasa is not the sreifa, according to the chum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is b'sreifa. Meaning, the way we understand this is that when the Torah says tashbisu, the ikra mitzvah is that there are two ways to understand the ikra mitzvah. Either that you shouldn't have chametz b'rishuso, and that's the way the chum understand it. Just get rid of it. It cannot be b'rishuso. Whereas the way Rabbi Yehuda understands is that there's a din in this chefza that it needs to be nisraf. That there's a din in the chefza shel chametz that has to be. It's not that you just have to get rid of it. Out of sight, you got to get it away. No, there's a din that the kiyum mitzvah of this chametz is in the chefza, is that it has to be nisraf, and that's why when you burn it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it becomes mutter by now. Why? Because nasis mitzvaso. Whereas according to the chamim, no, you have to get rid of it, and even after you burn it, it's still it. It's not nasis. There is no mitzvaso. There's just you have to get rid of it, and therefore the afer would still be aser even after. After you burn it, if you burn it before Pesach, it would be mutter, because then it's already not roi l'achila already before Pesach. So that's what they said. The Chassidim have the shayla comes up when the Rebbe gives shirayim from his challah. Sometimes they have 12 loaves, 12 challahs on Shabbos, like the Zohar. So a lot of times they'll give shirayim from the challah. Mm-hmm. So Chassid gets the shirayim from the challah. He keeps that forever. So what do you do Pesach time? So they say you burn it, but you could keep the ashes if you hold. either if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, or if you burn it before Pesach, then you can keep the ashes, even according to the Chachamim. So, okay. So, Truma Tamei of Arla. Truma Tamei and Arla, we said that which is dark and Lisrof, you should burn. HaKetzat, Ochlim B'Shreifa, Mashkin B'Kvura. Like we said before, food you would burn, and Mashkin you would bury, because Mashkin you can't easily burn. Chatas Ha'Of, Rabbi Yehuda said, you could throw it into the Amma, into the drainage. So, Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Chatas Ha'Of HaBa'al HaSafek, if a person is not sure whether the Chayiv, the Chatas, then you just bring him Isafek, Yatzilen La'Amma. If they then they throw it into the Amas Hamayim, which passes through the Azara, Umenatcha Ever Ever, and it gets dissected limb by limb, the Zarkan La'ama, throw it into the Amas, Skalgalus Halechas, Lenachal Kidron. Before you throw it into the Amas, you pull it apart limb by limb, and you let it go into Nachal Kidron, and then it's going to totally disintegrate. It's going to, from the stream of the water, and you're not going to have to worry about it. It's not going to be found or used, and no one's going to get hana from it. Good. Kala Nikbar and Lo Yisarfu. We then said, anything that is Nikbar, you should not burn. So my taima, why is it that you shouldn't burn it? Mishum to Nikbar, Nafar and Asr. V'nisraf, Nafar and Mutter. If something is Chayiv and Kvura and you burn it, the ashes are going to be Asr. But it's Chayiv and Sreifa and you burn it, the ashes are going to be Mutter. V'nikbar, Nafar and Asr. Those things that are supposed to be buried, the Afer is going to be Asr. Vatanya Damanida. Ubasar Meshen Nifruchu. If they become, if they start falling apart, they become like afar, taharin, they're tahar. So my lav, taharin and mutarin, doesn't taharin mean that they're also mutar bahana'a? That even though normally besarameis is asr bahana'a, but if it's nifrchu, if it becomes like afar, it's mutar bahana'a? So you see, even though it's not besreifa, it's mutar bahana'a? So lov, taharin vasurin. No, it means that it's tahar from tuma, but it's still going to be asr bahana'a. So masav Rav Pinchas, another kasher of Pinchas asks, that it says in the Braisa, Ola sa'of shenis matzah dama. If you sprinkle the dam of the Ola sa'of kimitzvasa on the mizbeach, murasa v'notza shala yatsa midei mi'ila. The mora and the notza are no longer subject to the isra of mi'ila once you throw them in the mizracha shal kevesh ha-mizbeach, because it was nas mitzvasa, and then there's no longer mi'ila. Only the actual body of the Ola, which you still need to be makrav on the mizbeach, is still subject to the mi'ila. Now the mora and the notes of the Ola sa'of, the halach is bikvura, and yet it's no longer subject to mi'ila. My love, yatsu midei mi'ila umutarin. Doesn't yatsu midei mi'ila mean, and therefore it's mutar bahana'a as well? Lo, yatsu midei mi'ila va'asurin. It's yatsu midei mi'ila, but it's the la'asur bahana'a. So, v'nisrafin dehektish afaron mutar. Frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Those things that are hektish that you're supposed to burn, is that true that the efer becomes mutar? Up until now, we've been questioning, is it true that those things that are nikbarin, that the efer is going to be asur? Now we're asking, those things that are nisrafin, are you sure the efer becomes mutar? Va'atanya. But the Brisa tells us, "Kol anisrafim afar mutar chut meifer asheira veifer hegdish liolam aser." That eifer asheira is going to be aser bana, and eifer hegdish is also going to be aser. So before the Gemara finishes off the kash, it just asks why we phrased it in such a funny way. Umarifu delo karav lo v'tanilu. The reason we didn't list the Asherah and Efer Hegdish together as one phrase, Mishum da Asherah yesh lo b'teil bo v'chavim, is because Asherah can become batal. You could turn this Atzei Asherah into something that's totally mutter. How? If a guy comes and is mevatal the Avodah Zarah. A Jew can't do it, but if a guy is mevatal the Avodah Zarah, he's mevatal it from ever using it as an Avodah Zarah again, it'll become mutter. Hegdish ain't lo b'teil olamas. You can't do that with Hegdish. But bottom line, our kasha is Katani Miyah, Efer Hegdish the Olam Aser. So you see, not everything that's Nisraf is the Efer going to be Mutter. So therefore, even if you're Matir to burn that which is Nikbar, you don't have to worry that someone's going to get Hana from it, because there are certain things that are supposed to be Nisraf that you're not allowed to get Hana from. So no one's going to make that mistake. People will ask about the source of those ashes. So answers Gemara, Amir Rami Barchama, really Efer of all Nisrafim is Mutter Bana. When the Brisa says that Efer of Hegdish is Aser, it's not talking about kachim that you have a din to burn. It's talking about eitzim of hegdish that were burnt, but no one violated mi'ila in burning it. Kigon d'nafla d'leika ba'atzei hegdish me'eleha. A fire broke out and the atzei hegdish got burnt. Kivin d'lo yadua man, since we don't know who burnt it, to lavi inish limel, so there's no one to pin the isra of mi'ila on it, to lepek afron lechulin, and when you violate mi'ila, the afer becomes chulin, right? But there is no one that violated mi'ila, so therefore it's not going to become chulin, and mimeila, it's still going to be, that's when it's going to be aser. Rabbi Shmaya, Amar Rabbi Shmaya says, really, afer of all nisrafim are mutar bana. Kitanya Hamas Nisa, when the Brisa says that Efer of Hekdesh is Aser, it's not talking about regular Efer, but Trumas Hadeshen Tanya. It's talking about the Efer of the Trumas Hadeshen, Deliola Masur, which remains Aser Banah forever, to Tanya, because the Brisa tells us that it's a special din by Trumas Hadeshen, that when you take the ashes off of the Mizbeach, so you're Vesamo, Eitzel Mizbeach, the Pasuk says. So we learn from the word Vesamo that three things. Vesamo, Benachas, you should put it down gently. So Vesamo, Kulo, you have to put it entirely down next to the Mizbeach. Rav Saul Deitch points out, what's the chiddush? You put it entirely down, meaning even if you take more than the shear that's necessary, whatever you take has a status of Trumas Hadeshen and has to be all put entirely down next to the Mizbeach. And the Samo, Shlo Yifazer, put it in a way that it doesn't scatter, not in a windy area where it could scatter. So from the fact that we darshan Shlo Yifazer, it sounds like the Efer requires Geniza. So the Torah's Makbid that it shouldn't be Mifazer, if it requires Geniza, it must be that there's an Isra'na. That's the only Efer that has an Isra'na. But typically speaking, when something has a Chiv, when you have a Chiv to burn it, like Kachim in general, Kachim that becomes Nifsal, they have a Chiv to burn, then the Halach is that it's going to be Mutar Bahana after you burn it. Hydrolach yesh b'kachem zvech. Stick a lemon sechus tamur.